Text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A storybook on a desk opens, revealing the title One Royal Holiday. The page flips. An animation of a royal family watching a servant attempt to hang a star on a Christmas tree. Another servant holds a tray of food nearby. The page flips. In a suburban house, two young women watch as a man hangs hollying around the front door. The page flips. The royal family flies on a plane from right to left. A transition, and we are downtown in a city. Shops are stocked with holiday items, including ornaments and stuffed animals. Inside a shop, a woman dressed in winter clothes carries bags past displays of trinkets. She smiles as she browses. Something catches her eye, and she hurries over to pick up a small Santa trinket, then brings it to the cashier.
Getting it all done at once, huh?
It's my last chance. Every other minute spoken for till I leave.
Going somewhere special for the holiday?
One more shift, and then I'm off to Kensbury for 2 weeks.
I love driving out to Kensbury at Christmas, especially that incredible inn off Main Street. It's just so romantic.
Actually, for me, it's just home.
It's my dad's inn.
No kidding. Lucky you.
It's a great place to spend Christmas. Drive safely. I hear there's a big storm a couple of days out.
I'll be out long before the storm hits, but Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Elsewhere, at a formal
Please
affair.
Join me in recognizing our honorees, Her Majesty Queen Gabriella and His Royal Highness Prince James Gallant of Galway.
Prince James approaches the microphone.
Thank you very much indeed. My father always spoke about how wonderful the cardiac care team was when he came here for emergency treatment. You made it possible for him to come home. You gave him more time. And we cherished every moment.
Queen Gabriella approaches.
King Maxwell spoke of giving back to this hospital so that everyone has access to the level of care you gave him. I think he'd be so pleased that we're all here together tonight doing just that. Thank you so much.
James and Gabriella hold hands. Inside a hospital, the young woman now wears a nurse uniform. She approaches a colleague.
So quiet tonight.
Most of the department heads went to the fundraising gala, remember?
Ah, yes, the doctor ball.
Someone donated a huge amount to the CCU.
Maybe if you went, you might have met someone. I am perfectly happy here.
Healing other people's hearts. What about yours?
My heart is healing up just fine. Simply following the same advice we give all our patients. Once you're back on your feet, avoid anything that causes any further damage.
Anna, I wanted to give you this before you go home, just to thank you for taking such good care of my husband.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, when I get back from Christmas break, I expect Jack to be running laps around this floor.
Thanks again.
You bet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She hands Anna a tin.
Hungry?
Later, Anna arrives home carrying the tin.
Wow, okay. How'd you do this?
Beneath her Christmas tree is a large collection of gifts. She removes her jacket. She looks at an old picture on her mantle depicting a mother, father, and a little girl. In her bedroom, she packs luggage. In her kitchen, she begins wrapping gifts. Finished wrapping, she carries the gifts out of the room. Back in the kitchen, she reclines, snacking on one of her gifts, but accidentally falls over in her chair. The next day outside with her car, she answers her phone.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, sweetheart. Are you on your way? The storm's ahead of schedule and they're saying it might be worse than they thought.
Yeah, I'm leaving right now. I'll see you soon.
Drive safe. Love you.
Love you too.
She yawns as she gets into her car.
Whew, coffee time.
Elsewhere, James and Gabriella get into the back seat of a town car.
I'll be glad to get home to Colwick. There's so much to do before Christmas.
Yes, like delivering the royal address on Christmas Eve. How is that coming along?
It's great. Quite pleased with what I have so far.
It says Christmas speech. Then it's blank.
It's all up here.
The speech is in 5 days, James. I don't have to tell you how important the address is, especially this year. The Prime Minister looking for ways to pull back the spotlight away from the royal family.
I have it completely under control, just like Father did and every king before him.
Gabriella shrugs.
Oh, did it get colder? Driver. Yes, could I trouble you to stop for some tea?
Donnie's Donuts ahead. Best I can do.
Oh. What kinds of tea do they serve?
The hot kind.
I'll run in, Mother. I need to stretch my legs.
They park in front of a donut shop beside Anna's car. James gets out.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, a small hot coffee, please. Room for cream. And a Christmas cruller.
Buy one, get one free. What else do you want?
Oh, I don't need more than one.
She turns to see James in line behind her.
Would you like it?
Excuse me.
A Christmas cruller. There, buy one, get one free. You can have my free one if you want.
Thank you. I'm just here for tea.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. Oh.
Hello. Three black English breakfast teas, please.
One second, sir.
Anna stands to the side.
So good. You're missing out.
If you like pastry and you're in Europe, you should try the Gorwickian Yule cake.
Ooh, sounds good. What is it?
It's a puff pastry with French vanilla cream in the middle, chocolate ganache and sugar crystals on top.
You literally just described this.
It's not the same, I'm sure.
Well, how do you know if you won't try it?
I don't generally accept food from strangers.
She puts the pastry in a bag and extends her hand.
Anna, Jordan. You are?
James.
James. Nice to meet you. Merry Christmas.
She hands him the bag. Another man in a suit enters.
Just got a text. Our plane's grounded.
The storm is still an hour away.
I know, but the crosswinds are too dangerous. No one's allowed in the air. We'll have to stay one more night and leave first thing in the morning once the storm passes.
Fine. Let's just get back to the hotel then.
That's the, other problem. We can't get back into Boston. Traffic's at a standstill, they're turning cars around.
Did you tell them it was us?
I don't think they'll make an exception, sir.
Just got an email from Natalie. The rest of our group and the security detail made the earlier flight, thank goodness.
We shouldn't have let them go ahead without us.
There was no reason not to, James. We were going straight to the plane, and there's nothing we can do about it now. Oh. Did you buy a donut?
What? No, it was free.
Oh. Fantastic. I'm famished.
You're not going to like it.
I'll be the judge of that.
Gabriella bites into the cruller. Anna watches expectantly.
Do you know what this tastes like?
A Gorwickian Yule cake?
Yes, exactly. Have you been?
No, she hasn't. This is the person who gave me the donut, Amy.
Anna.
Oh, thank you very much, Anna.
You're welcome very much. And, I never said I haven't been to Gorwick.
Oh. So you have been there?
No.
Do you know where it is?
Of course I do. It's Eastern, Western, Northern Europe? See?
Well, as much as I'd love to chat about geography and regional Christmas desserts, we do need to find a place to stay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhearing your problem. I may have a solution for you.
You do?
My father owns a beautiful inn in Kentsbury, Connecticut. It's only an hour away. Here, take a look.
Oh. It looks like a very lovely place.
It really is, especially at Christmas.
Folks, we need to hit the road if we're going to get ahead of that storm. Did you find a hotel?
Not yet.
Yes, actually. The Kentsbury Inn.
Oh, I know that place. It's beautiful. Lots of history. And way too far for me to take you.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I got a family to get home to. We're doing a tree tonight. I can't do that if I'm stuck in Connecticut.
We understand.
No, we don't. You can't just abandon us here.
You're welcome to ride to Connecticut with me. It might be a little tight, but hey, we can make it.
We can't just get in a car with a complete stranger.
Right, of course. Completely understand. Just trying to help.
Anna turns, collects her coffee, and exits.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Gabrielle issues James out the door.
Here, go get him.
What?
Go, go. Get the ground.
Wait.
James stops Anna.
We would really appreciate your hospitality. But may I ask, why are you doing this?
Just trying to help. Isn't that what people do at Christmas?
We really would be quite grateful. Thank you.
The driver is loading Anna's trunk.
Okay. That's the last of it.
We're all set at the inn.
Perhaps we should be formally introduced before setting off. I'm Christopher. I'm in charge of the
our travel plans. This is my mother, Gabriella. And as you know, I'm James, okay? That's it.
Well, it's nice to meet you all. Officially.
Gabriella and Christopher get into the back seat. It's more snug than the town car. James attempts to enter the back seat.
There's no more room in back, dear. You'll have to sit up front.
James frowns as he gets into the front seat. Anna offers him the gift tin.
Help yourself.
Maybe some of it.
On the highway, Anna drives peacefully. James shifts in his seat, holding the tin.
Do you have to drive so fast?
Sorry, I'm going the speed limit.
It feels too fast.
What's the speed limit in Galwick? Like, negative 10?
James spills the tin.
Oh, sorry, pothole. Seriously? It's like you've never been in the front seat of a car.
Gabriella looks at Christopher.
I'm just not used to driving on this side of the road.
Sounds like a control issue.
No, it's an I want to get there in one piece issue.
Well, lucky for you, I'm a nurse. Okay? You're in good hands.
I'm truly sorry.
The car continues driving through snow-covered hills and mountains. It passes under a covered bridge.
This is exactly what I think of when I think of Christmas in America. It's like a postcard.
And the mayor just so happens to be my best friend from childhood.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Christmas Eve Pajama Ball is the biggest event of the holiday season. My family's been sponsoring it for 75 years straight.
And people attend this ball in pajamas?
It's a family event. Everyone's so tired from running around for Christmas, the last thing they want to do is put on ball gowns and high heels. The pajama ball is all about relaxing, having fun.
Now, that I can understand. It sounds like a lovely tradition.
Does it, though?
Gabriella pats James on the shoulder.
We're here.
The car enters a driveway labeled Kentsbury Inn. Out of the front door of the inn, Anna's dad comes bounding out.
Dad!
Welcome home, sweetheart!
Hi, thank you! I'm just gonna put myself inside. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Kentsbury Inn. I'm Ed Jordan.
May I introduce Her Royal Highness Queen Gabriella Gallant and Prince James Gallant of Galwick?
Whoa.
Thank you very much for having us.
The pleasure is all mine, Your Highness.
Ed bows awkwardly.
Gabriella is fine. We don't want to cause a stir.
Yes, we would appreciate you helping us keep a low profile.
Oh, not a problem. How long do you plan on staying with us?
We plan on departing first thing in the morning after the road's clear.
Well, I'm not sure how quickly that'll happen if the forecasted snow totals keep going up.
You're used to big storms in New England, I imagine.
Oh, of course.
Then I'm sure it will be fine. We need to get home immediately.
Well, as long as you're here, your secret is safe with me.
Anna approaches, and everyone stiffens a bit.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. Just, welcoming our special guests. Our very special guests.
Ed winks.
We should get inside.
I'll grab your bag, Your Highness. Gabriella.
If you will kindly follow me, I shall escort you to your chambers.
What is going on with you?
Oh, for goodness sake, James. Just tell her. She's going to figure it out soon enough.
Figure what out?
May I present the Queen and Crown Prince of Galwick?
The Queen... The...
I assure you they are.
Why didn't you say anything when we met? Oh, when I offered you a ride. Or during the entire drive.
Well, I enjoyed not being recognized, to be honest. Now, We really do need you to exercise the utmost discretion at our presence.
Mm-hmm, of course. Could you just excuse us for a moment?
Of course.
Anna shuffles head inside the inn.
What are we gonna do?
We invite them in.
No, Dad, they're royalty.
I'll give them extra towels.
How are you this calm? Aren't you nervous having them here?
Of course not. It's like your mother always used to say, every guest is treated like royalty.
Ed returns outside.
My apologies, Your Highness. Let's get you out of the cold.
Thank you.
Christopher has a couple of the bags, but we should probably call for a bellman.
Oh, we don't have an official bellman. I'll take care of it.
Oh, no. We can't let you carry all this.
No, I'll help. Wow, what's in here, an anvil?
It's just the crown jewels.
Seriously?
No, it's shoes.
James stares as Anna and Gabriella laugh.
I'll just roll this along. Yeah.
Anna struggles getting the luggage up the steps. Inside, James signs the guest book.
Your rooms are all ready. Follow me.
Excellent. Please, allow me.
James takes his bag from Anna.
Okay.
Anna goes up the stairs.
Great. I'll just...
James looks at the bags frowning.
Oh, right.
He struggles to lift several bags at once. He struggles up the stairs. At the top of the landing, Ed indicates the bedrooms.
Christopher, you're the first door on the right. Your Majesty... Gabriella, this is your room. And James, we have you in here. We'll leave you to get settled. Dinner's downstairs at 6.
Right. May we see room service menus instead?
I'm so sorry, but we don't offer room service. It's an inn thing.
Surely some arrangements can be made. I am quite busy.
James, they've already done so much to help. We don't want to make any more work for them.
Fine. 6 o'clock it is, then.
They enter their bedrooms. Later, a woman stands at the reception desk as Ed approaches.
If it isn't Mayor Sarah!
Hi, Mr. Jordan! Oh, Anna, I am so glad you're home!
Mayor Sarah. I still can't get over it.
Neither can the guy I beat. Oh, you are back just in time for the official kickoff.
Of what?
Didn't your dad tell you?
I thought you'd want to yourself.
Sarah pulls Anna aside and indicates a poster.
A Kensberry Christmas.
I decided to officially put all of the wonderful things that Kensberry does at Christmas under one umbrella, with the inn being Christmas Central. And, of course, the pièce de résistance, the pajama ball on Christmas Eve.
Well, when it's all put together like this, it's even more special. Hey, you're pretty good at this whole mayor thing.
Who knew?
I did.
James descends the stairs.
Hello again. Can I help you with anything?
Actually, yes. I was looking for the pillow menu.
I'm sorry, the what now?
So we can decide which pillows we'd like when we retire for the evening. Down, foam, side sleeper. I'm guessing that's not something you offer here.
No. But it's a great idea.
Well, sorry to have bothered you. I'm sure I can survive one night.
Oh, you're very brave.
Thank you.
James turns and exits, furrowing his brow.
That's who he looks like.
Who?
The pillow aficionado. He looks like Prince James of Galwick.
How would you know what the Prince of Galwick looks like?
Oh, I follow all the royal hashtags on social media. See? Looks just like him.
Okay, well, you know, don't tell anybody, but it actually is him.
Uh-huh, right.
Gabriella stands on the landing.
Is that the Queen?
Shh! Oh.
Gabriella looks down for a moment, startled. Anna hurries Sarah away.
Okay. What are they doing here? I picked him up at Donnie's Donuts.
Nope, not buying it.
Royals don't eat donuts? Yeah, no kidding. But it's true, I drove him here because they need a place to stay until the storm clears tomorrow.
In that case, I have got to get a photo of them for the town's social media pages.
No, they don't want anyone to know they're here. We'd be mobbed.
Exactly. It's great publicity for
A Kinsbury Christmas.
No, they have to stay under the radar. Apparently, they only have a small entourage as it is, and they made it out on an earlier flight.
Fine. I'll keep it to myself, but you owe me.
Okay.
Wow. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, till he opens his mouth.
Oh, not him.
Christopher enters.
Oh, hi, Christopher.
Sorry to interrupt. Quick question about security. See, I've done a perimeter check, and hi.
He stops, noticing Sarah, who smiles.
I'm, Christopher Brooks.
Sarah Melnick. Christopher's here with our special guests.
I was wondering if there was, someone I could talk to about hiring a little extra security while we're here.
Oh, well, you'll have to talk to the mayor of Kinsbury about that. I'll take you to see her. How can I help?
You're the mayor.
Shall we discuss security for our special guest over some hot cider?
Well, that sounds lovely. Thank you.
They walk out together. Downstairs, Christopher escorts Sarah out of the inn. Anna returns to the counter, passing James, who turns and clears his throat.
Excuse the intrusion. I forgot to say thank you. We really do appreciate the hospitality.
Did your mother tell you to come down here and say that?
I'm a grown man. The Crown Prince of Gorwick. I don't need my mother telling me how to be polite.
Tell her I said you're welcome.
He turns and leaves, and Sarah returns behind the desk. At the inn, Sarah stands in the parlor with a group of carolers. Christopher enters, watching. Anna has pulled up an article on her phone about the royal family. She looks sadly at the real James, dressed in a suit.
That was great, everyone. Come on, Anna, come on.
Sarah drags Anna to the piano.
Here we come, a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come, a-wandering so fair to be seen.
Love and joy.
James watches for a moment, then leaves.
And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Anna gives Sarah a look, then follows him.
From the top.
Here we come, a-wassailing.
James enters the dining room.
I probably should have mentioned that we dress casually for dinner.
Well, this is my casual dinner attire.
Okay, well, around here, if you have to use the word attire, you're automatically overdressed.
Ed checks on the buffet trays.
Oh, Diane made lobster mac and cheese.
She knows it's your favorite.
Mom's too.
Oh, does your mother work here as well?
She actually passed away when I was still in high school.
Oh. My sincere condolences. My father passed last year as well.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It gets easier. Trust me on that.
Welcome, everyone. Tonight's Kinsbury Christmas dinner is served. Enjoy.
I'll just go to my table and wait for my mother to arrive. Where would I find my place card?
Nowhere. You just sit wherever you want. You're not used to having to talk to regular people, are you?
It just doesn't work.
Why not?
Because no one sees me as a regular person.
You know, no one here knows you're you, James. This could be your opportunity to blend right in. I mean, you'd have to lose the tie.
I'm quite all right like this.
Gabriella enters.
Mother, how did you know what to wear?
Your father used to call it overpacking. I call it being prepared for anything.
James pulls out his phone.
It's Henry. Again. Excuse me.
James walks out.
Is he okay?
Oh, no, that's the standard reaction when Henry Morrison calls. He's the Prime Minister of Gorwick.
James doesn't seem too fond of him.
Well, let's put it this way. If Henry had his way, he'd do away with the monarchy altogether.
That would do it.
Anna watches as James paces outside on the porch.
Yes, I understand. Don't be absurd. Of course we don't need a backup Christmas address. I'll be back in plenty of time.
Ah, everything looks wonderful.
What would you like?
for you to sit and enjoy your dinner. I can serve myself.
But you're a queen.
True. But before I met the king, I was just a normal girl with a royal bloodline I didn't even know about. Then I became the queen, and suddenly, no one thinks I can do anything by myself.
Well, in that case, after you.
Thank you.
Anna hands Gabriella a plate.
Pardon the fingers, of course. Let me see.
The queen can eat.
Shh. I do wish James would come back in so we can eat together.
Please start. I'll go see if he needs anything.
Thank you.
Outside, James leans on the porch railing. Anna approaches as the carolers leave.
Thanks again for tonight. You were wonderful.
Indeed. Well done.
I just wanted to let you know that dinner's almost over. You should really come in and try something.
That's very thoughtful of you, but really not hungry.
Anna turns to leave, then turns back.
Is there anything else I can do to help?
Unless you're well-versed in the political machinations of Gorwick. Afraid not.
James checks his phone.
I do really need to take this.
I'll have Diane save you a plate, in case you get hungry later.
Thank you, but I don't wish to be any trouble.
It's okay.
Yes. Yes, put him through.
Inside, Christopher approaches Gabriella and Ed.
Do you need anything, Emergency?
Oh, no,
Anna enters alone.
Is everything all right?
I think so.
Oh, well, that was absolutely delicious. I'd like to thank the chef personally, if I may.
I'm sure Diane would be thrilled.
Thank you.
Ed enters the kitchen.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, Ed.
Christopher, Gabriella, and Anna enter. Christopher begins inspecting the utensils and lifting all the pot lids.
Christopher, what on earth were you looking for?
Well, anything out of the ordinary, Your Majesty.
Diane Harris, may I introduce Her Majesty, Queen Gabriella of Galway.
So nice to meet you, Your Highness.
Gabriella will be fine.
If I had only known you were coming, I would have prepared something more royal. Of course, I'm not quite sure what that would be, but I would have figured it out. Duck, maybe? No, pheasant.
Diane, what you prepared was wonderful.
You see? I told you she'd love it.
You did, Ed.
Oh. How long have you and Ed been together?
No.
We're co-workers.
Diane's been with the family for 25 years now.
That's right. We're old friends.
Oh, I see. May I try the pastry?
Diane hands Gabriella a cookie. Later, at night, Anna approaches Christopher's door with a bed tray of food. Before he answers, she scurries off. He opens the door and sees the tray of food. He bends and lifts the tray, smiling, and carries it inside. Anna watches from around the corner. Later, in the morning, the royals descend the stairs.
Good morning. We're ready to check out. Thank you for the tray last night. You're right, it was delicious. My compliments to the chef.
Good, I'm glad you liked it. Because you're going to be having a lot more of it.
I beg your pardon.
Ed opens the door. There's more snow.
When I went to bed, it wasn't even snowing anymore.
It swung right back over us.
You know what they say about New England weather. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes.
I don't have 5 minutes.
James leaves. Gabriella enters.
Is there a problem?
I'm afraid we're snowed in.
Oh, dear.
I'll bring the luggage back up.
Leave the luggage. We're not giving up. I'm sure the snow plows will be here soon enough.
I'm sorry, James. We're not on the main road. It could be hours before they get over here. And that's only after the snow stops.
Well, surely there must be a way out. Perhaps we could hire a helicopter.
Don't be ridiculous, James. We'll have to wait it out like everyone else.
Well, if you're still here at 5, you'll be able to see the Christmas parade.
How can there be a parade in these conditions?
Well, Main Street is within walking distance for most people here, and because of that, it's one of the first streets they clean up.
That way, even if the town is snowbound, everyone has somewhere to go.
Plus, everything for the parade's already in place.
I'm not sure taking the Crown Prince and Queen of Gorwick anywhere is a good idea. I mean, we haven't even run security beyond the perimeter grounds.
He's right. And while I do appreciate the enthusiasm you show for your hometown, I'm sure we'll be gone well before 5 o'clock. Now, in the meantime, I do have quite a bit of work to do.
Ooh, like what? I have always wondered what royal people do all day.
Well, I can assure you, it's not like a Jane Austen book. We don't sit around lazily drinking tea and reading poetry.
Sometimes we do.
There's a lot more to it than that. For instance, we have elaborate picnics.
That almost sounded like an attempt at humor.
Tell no one. Now, I really should get to work.
Later, in the sitting room, Gabriella brings James a tray of tea. He sits working on a sofa.
Well, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is the airport had damage to the runway and it's still closed.
And the good news?
It seems to have finally stopped snowing. Also, now we'll be able to attend the Kensbury Christmas parade.
How is that good news?
You've been in here working all day. You need to take a break. Christopher assured me it's perfectly secure.
I don't have time, Mother. I've tried to write this over and over, and nothing feels right.
Anna passes.
It doesn't have to be perfect. What's more important is that you connect with the people.
Unlike last year.
It was your first speech. Your father had just passed. You had a heavy weight on your shoulders.
I can't use that excuse again this year. I'm not sure I'll ever do it as well as he did.
You'll find the words in time.
Which we're running out of.
We're going to this parade.
Is that an order from the Queen?
No. It's a request from your mum.
Gabriella stands and offers a hand.
I'm sure you have the right clothes for this, too.
Of course.
They leave. Later, Anna and Ed Rapp places gifts on a sled. Gabriella and James approach.
Good wrap job, by the way.
I see Santa came early.
Oh, kind of. Everyone who comes to the parade donates a toy for Santa's sleigh. You can't walk in the snow in those shoes.
I'll be fine. They're waterproof.
Well, if you slip and fall, be sure to do it after we leave the property.
I'll do my best.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Jordan, allow me.
Oh, thank you, James.
Ed hands James the reins, then walks ahead with Gabriella.
Hey, where's Christopher?
He's close. He likes to keep a low profile.
Christopher pops out from behind a hill.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Anna and James walk together along the path, several steps behind Ed and Gabriella. Anna waves to a passerby.
Hey.
Everyone here seems to know you.
Yeah, this town is like one big family. It must be strange to walk down the street and have no one know who you are.
I don't like it.
Anna!
You're home! Merry Christmas, Miss.
Oh! Oh, and your dad mentioned that you were seeing someone special, and here he is! He's so handsome.
Actually, I'm not.
I'm not seeing anyone anymore, Mrs. Maitland.
Oh.
This is just a guest at the inn.
Oh, dear. I really have put my foot in my mouth, haven't I? I'm so sorry.
Really? Merry Christmas.
Anna and James walk off ahead toward Ed and Gabriella.
Coco, anyone?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Sarah approaches.
May Sarah? Her Royal High... Gabriella.
It is so nice to meet you. Wow, you are even more regal up close.
What a lovely compliment. And congratulations on your success. The more women we have in charge, the better.
I like her.
I do, too.
Sarah smiles at Christopher. Anna pulls her aside.
Sarah, be careful. With what? You know what? You're leaving soon. It can't possibly work. People also said I can't possibly become mayor. I'll take my chances.
Anna and Sarah rejoin the group.
Anna, what should we do with the gifts?
Well, Santa goes last in the parade, so there's just enough time for us to load these gifts onto his sleigh, which is down by the church.
All right.
We can go do that and then come back.
Sure.
Villagers dressed as elves decorate a sleigh. A man is dressed as Santa.
What? You don't get excited when you see Santa Claus.
When I was growing up and Santa came to the palace, I didn't ask for gifts. It'd be untoward for a family that had so much.
Well, you don't have to ask for things.
Well, I know that now, but Santa doesn't come to the palace anymore.
Well then, this will be perfect.
Anna leads James off. Later, the parade passes. Sarah sits in a carriage waving. A series of floats pass. Ed and Gabriella sit watching with Diane. The villagers wave as the floats pass. Anna and James approach a cocoa stand.
Two hot cocos, please.
Sure thing. And nice to finally meet you.
So she probably thinks so.
Yeah, sorry. For some reason, everyone around here is very invested in my love life.
Try being a single crown prince in his 30s.
I imagine every relationship here must be up for public scrutiny.
The parade continues. Villagers waves as floats and cars pass. Anna and James sit on a bench. A float with Santa passes. There are lighted reindeer in the truck bed. At the end of the parade, Gabriella rises.
Oh, that was just wonderful.
Thank you again for sharing it with us.
Sarah's carriage approaches.
Hey.
Thanks, Stan.
You did great, Albert. Extra points for the wave.
Why, thank you. I don't know how you do it, and my arm is so tired.
You'll get used to it.
Do you want to walk back to the inn?
I'd love to.
Christopher escorts Sarah away. James steps in a puddle.
Sir?
I'm fine.
Well?
Well, what?
I am waiting for you to tell me I was right in your poor choice in winter footwear.
Fine. You were right.
I know. Hey, Stan, you think you give my friend here a lift back to the inn?
Absolutely.
I'm fine to walk.
And I'm sure you'll get frostbite. Get in. Nurse's orders. Come on. You have no choice. You are in my domain now.
Well, the carriage is my domain, and it would be incredibly awkward to ride alone, so...
Oh.
James lifts Anna into the carriage.
In you go.
They exchange glances for a moment. Stan starts the horses, and the carriage departs.
Whew. Here, put your feet under this so they don't become footsicles.
You never stop, do you?
Stop what?
Looking for ways to help people.
Sometimes it's just easier to focus on other people's needs.
You just described the life of a royal, except the easy part.
Must be a lot of pressure, taking over for your father.
He was a great man. They did so much to bring Gaul back together. The people loved him.
I'm sure they'll come to love you too.
Not if I give another address like last year.
Come on, it couldn't have been that bad.
I allowed my staff to post my speech on the internet.
Okay.
And then I read the comments.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Never read the comments.
Well, I know that now.
So this speech is your, second chance.
That's why I have to get it right.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to connect with your people, show them more of this side of you. As it turns out, you're not half bad.
Ah, the insult disguised as a compliment. It's a very advanced technique.
You know what I mean.
Villagers take a picture of the carriage as it passes.
Oh, no, don't worry. They're not taking pictures of us, just the carriage. It's very quintessential New England.
Yes, but convincing the people of Gork I care about them is going to be a hard sell if they see me frolicking about in Connecticut.
I doubt anyone could ever accuse you of frolicking.
The carriage passes Christopher and Sarah.
Really? You hired transportation? It's not that long of a walk, guys.
I had a footwear malfunction.
I see.
I could have gotten frostbite.
Of course, sir.
Oh, God. Christopher's never going to let me live this down.
No, I'm sure he won't say anything else. I mean, you are his boss.
I'm also his best friend from boarding school.
Really?
Yeah.
The carriage arrives at the inn.
Let's see. Be careful.
James gets out and helps Anna.
Okay. Thank you.
They all enter the inn.
You must be frozen.
I run upstairs and dry a pair of socks.
Oh, wait. I've got just the thing.
Anna goes to the sitting room and tosses James a pair of Christmas socks. He tosses them back.
Someday you shall wear the fuzzy Christmas socks.
I shall not.
Ed enters.
Bad news about the airport, I imagine.
Actually, you're on a flight out first thing in the morning.
Oh. Excellent news.
You still look like there's something wrong.
There's a little issue with the pavilion for the pajama ball.
What is it?
Snow was very wet and heavy, and it was too much weight for the roof. There's a hole in the north end of the building.
Yeah, I just got the text. Well, they can repair it, right?
Not until after Christmas.
So we have a ball with a little skylight.
We can't. Building code. I'd suggest the community center, but they're already set up for their program on Christmas morning.
There's nowhere else that has enough space.
Wait, how about the barn?
We could bring in portable space heaters.
Fire hazard.
Sarah, stop being so good at your job.
Sorry.
If nothing works out, I'm afraid we may have to postpone.
Dad, it's the Christmas Eve pajama ball. We can't do it after that. It's like keeping up your tree into February. That would just be wrong. Of course, if I had my way, I'd leave the tree up all year long, so maybe that's not the best analogy.
Wouldn't be the first time something in New England was canceled because of weather.
But it's the 75th anniversary. It has to be special.
Excuse the intrusion. Why not hold the event here? You do have a ballroom at the inn, after all.
That's an awful lot to organize in only 4 days. Plus, I'm not sure we have enough room.
I can call a couple of party rental places and see if they have a tent. They may not have one big enough, and at this point, they'll have to check tomorrow.
Until then, this tree needs trimming. I already took out all the ornaments. Let's get started.
Ooh! Is this another Kensbury Christmas event?
No, it's just a little family tradition. We always wait until Anna comes home before we decorate the tree next to the fireplace. Would you like to join us?
James looks at Gabriella, who nods.
Thank you, but we don't want to intrude.
You know, I haven't decorated a tree since before I met your father.
I haven't ever.
How is that possible?
We just have too many other responsibilities at Christmas.
And an entire team of people whose job it is to decorate the palace.
Well, so do we. And now you're on it. I won't take no for an answer. Come on.
Come on. Come on, you heard the man. Go.
Deck the halls with boughs.
They all decorate the tree, laughing and smiling.
La la la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
Christopher and Sarah sit down at the piano in the parlor.
Is your mother?
James holds a picture from the mantel.
Yeah.
She's lovely. You look like her.
Thank you.
They look like they're dressed for a ball back home.
What are the balls like in Gawlick?
At the palace? Oh, great fun. The adults go to the ballroom and dance the night away, and the children have their very own Christmas party in the dining hall. King and I were always the last ones on the dance floor.
That could work here. You could have the best of both worlds. The kids could come in pajamas and have a party in the dining room, and the adults could dress up and go to the ball.
Dad, we can't.
I'm trying to keep Mom's vision of this alive. She hated the formal balls.
What makes you say that?
Isn't that why she changed it when she took over from Grandma?
Anna, she loved the formal balls. She only changed it because you were a handful as a toddler, and she was exhausted, frankly. We thought that we'd have some fun and do pajamas as a one-time thing, but it kind of stuck and became a new tradition.
I always thought this picture was from a wedding.
No, Christmas Eve, year before you were born.
It's not a bad idea, Anna. I mean, it kind of goes with the whole Christmas the way it used to be theme. It's the perfect year to go retro.
We have some old decorations up in the attic. Check them out tomorrow and see if you can make them work. And between you and me, I think your mom would have loved to have another ball here at the inn. Just think about it, Anna. But not for too long. We only have 4 days. Come on, let's let our new friends do the honors. James, they're LED lights. You pick the colors you want and then push that button.
Ed hands James a remote.
How about green and red and blue?
The colors of Gorbuk's flag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The lights on the tree illuminate.
Thank you for letting us share in this.
Later, Anna tiptoes to the fridge in the kitchen. It's open, hiding a person rummaging inside. The door closes. It's James, wearing formal pajama robe.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is so rude of me. I've been up trying to write the address. I would have called the room service, but, you know.
Yeah, right. I see you have this whole, Captain Von Trapp thing going on here.
I know you don't think I understand that reference, but I do, and it's an honor.
Well, if we end up still having the pajama ball, I mean, you would win.
Best dressed?
Most dressed. Coca?
Is it a law here that at Christmas time one has to drink some version of cocoa, eggnog, or cider?
Yes. And if you break it, I'll have Sarah come and arrest you. It would be an international scandal.
Cocoa it is.
They enter the sitting room with mugs.
Come on. Sit down. Come on, sit down. Do you trust me?
Provisionally.
Come on, I don't even know what that means. Sit down, close your eyes.
All right.
No peeking.
I take it back. I don't trust you.
Close your eyes.
The chair he's sitting in begins to recline.
There it is.
She sits next to him and reclines as well.
What it's worth, I do think you really would enjoy a formal ball.
Even if we did it, how is anyone going to find a dress that fast?
I would wager every woman in town has a dress she's been saving for a special occasion. And if you forgive me, I don't think the dress code's what's bothering you about it.
The pajama ball made me feel so close to my mom. What if I lose that?
Oh. What if a formal ball doesn't make you lose your connection to your mother at all, but actually adds to it? Sometimes the best things in life sneak up on you like that. I should head back up.
Right.
He stands and begins to exit, then turns in the hallway.
And if I don't see you early in the morning, thank you for bringing us here. I suppose I didn't know what I was missing till now.
Well, I'm glad I got to show you a different side of Christmas. And I'm glad I got to see a different side of you.
Not many people do. Good night, Anna.
He turns and exits. She rests her head back against the headrest, sighing. Morning. James sits downstairs, dressed in a suit. Anna enters.
Hey, I thought you left.
Trees down all over Connecticut from the wind last night.
most notably a very large one onto the Kentsbury Bridge.
Oh, no.
What kind of town only has one road in and out?
It's part of Kentsbury's charm.
I feel like the universe is trying to tell me something.
Mm-hmm. It's telling you it's winter.
Unfortunately, we're missing another day of Christmas events in Garwick.
I'm so sorry. What did you have planned?
Breakfast with the Parliament, lunch with the ambassadors, and dinner with the heads of the national media.
Oh, sounds, fun.
It's quite the opposite of Christmas here.
Can't you change that? I mean, you are the prince. There's nothing we do here you can't do there.
Maybe you could have a gingerbread house contest at the palace for local kids, like we're doing here this afternoon.
Hmm.
You've never done that either?
What, an insult to pastry chef who makes a scale model of the palace in gingerbread every year?
What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Anyway, I'm gonna head upstairs to the attic and see what decorations we have that can be used for a formal ball.
Oh, you decided to do it.
I did. Mm. We're gonna send an email out after breakfast. Thanks for talking me into it.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Anna turns and begins to leave.
Do you want to help bring stuff down from the attic?
I draw the line at manual labor.
Right.
I'm kidding. Lead the way.
They go upstairs together. Upstairs in the attic, shelves are stocked with all kinds of Christmas decorations.
Now I just have to figure out if we can use all this.
Well, the high tables can go around the outside of the ballroom. With Christmas lights inside these vases, with some greenery around. There can be a wreath at the center of every window with a red bow. And string some garland from the chandelier to the sides.
Wow. If this whole crown prince thing doesn't work out, I think you may have a future in party planning.
I may need another career if I deliver Cold Fish Christmas Volume 2.
I was just joking. Your speech is going to be great. Do you, want me to take a look at it? Oh, there's still no it yet, is there?
You know what you need? More wreaths and ribbon.
I'll head into town.
May I join you?
I don't know. It's pretty cold out there. Not sure you should chance it.
Mm. Give me 5 minutes.
Later, Anna paces outside the inn. The front door opens, and James appears in casual clothes.
How?
Turns out Christopher has the same overpacking gene as my mother.
So why didn't he offer this to you yesterday?
He did. I was just being stubborn.
And now?
I'd like to keep all my toes.
Mm-hmm.
After you.
Hey, throw a snowball at me.
I don't generally throw snowballs.
Come on, stop being the enemy of fun. Pitch it to me, like a baseball.
She lifts a stick.
That's right.
Ready?
He winds and tosses. She swings and hits it. It explodes.
It's so satisfying. You've got to try it. You know you want to.
She hands him the stick.
Okay.
This is very dangerous looking.
She tosses a snowball. He swings and hits it.
There!
Okay. That is extremely satisfying.
I am all for finding ways to relieve stress.
I must have a lot of that, being a nurse.
Yeah, it's hard. But there is nothing more rewarding than helping someone get better.
Even when they don't?
You hold their hand, you listen, you stay by their side. I think that's what I love about this time of year so much. Loved ones come together. It reminds you not to take each other for granted. Isn't that kind of what the royal family does too? You help connect people to their shared history. You represent what brings Garwick together.
Can I use that?
Of course.
The problem is when you say it, it sounds perfect. When I say it, it sounds stilted and formal. But just want our people to know that we consider them part of our family. The truth is, their futures mean even more to me than my own.
You should write that down. Exactly the way you said it.
Really?
That came from the heart. That's what they need to see.
Maybe.
Not maybe. Trust me on this. I know a lot about hearts.
I do trust you.
Later, at a shop called the Christmas Barn, Anna and James shop. Customers stop Anna as she passes.
Anna! We got your email about the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
Are you kidding? We've never been more excited.
No.
We all just bought new dresses. We'll see you Christmas Eve.
Okay.
See? I told you. It's going to be great.
Anna and James browse the decorations. James looks at a particular ornament hanging from a tree. Anna notices. Anna stacks several wreaths into James' arms. Later, they assess the empty ballroom. They begin decorating with the supplies from the attic and items from the shop. They assemble trees. They hang ornaments from the garlands. The ballroom looks complete. Anna descends the ladder.
I should have been the one up there.
No, this is better. I need you to hold me steady. Stunning.
Yes.
Thanks for helping me realize I could work here.
All I did was look at it from a different perspective. What about music?
Oh, that part's easy. We've always used a DJ. What?
That won't work for this. You need to find a live orchestra. Do you know the song The Christmas Waltz?
That is my absolute favorite Christmas song.
Mine too.
We've never played it at the pajama ball because it didn't really fit in with the theme.
It does now.
Except I don't technically know how to waltz.
Allow me.
He offers her his hand.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy.
She takes it tentatively.
On the tree.
They assume a dancing pose.
His way. He's filled.
They join hands in a waltz position.
With things.
They gently start waltzing.
And for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear.
Ed enters.
Seems to
I knew
say,
you'd be here. Oh.
Hi, Dad.
They break apart quickly.
I should get back to
decorating.
James leaves.
Edward.
Ed looks back at Anna. Ed admires the decorated ballroom.
It looks incredible in here.
I just hope everyone likes it.
What matters is if you like it.
Oh, Dad, I'm not doing this for myself.
That's the problem, sweetheart. You don't do anything for yourself. You're allowed to want things, too.
Are we still talking about the ball?
I think you know exactly what or who I'm talking about. I have something for you.
He shows a dress bag.
What's this?
Dresses your mom wore to the ball before you were born. Thought you might find something. They're probably out of fashion.
You kept them all this time?
You never know when you might need them.
Thanks, Dad. I love you.
I love you, too. Come on. It's almost time for the gingerbread houses.
That's right.
In the living room of the inn, they all decorate gingerbread houses. Ed and Diane chat. Christopher, now dressed casual, smiles at Sarah. Anna approaches James and Gabriella.
That looks great. Would you like anything else?
I think I'm eating my house.
Let's go for it.
It's
a very important piece.
Your father would have loved this, you know?
We never did anything like this growing up. He never had the time.
That was the one regret your father had, James. He wished he spent more time with people he loved, especially with you.
I'm grateful for the time we had with him after he left hospital in Boston.
I know. So am I.
Did you say your father was at a hospital in Boston?
Yes, 3 summers ago. He was here for a conference of world leaders. He had stents put in after a heart attack.
Of course, by the time we arrived at hospital, he was already discharged and ready to come home.
Which hospital was it?
Boston General.
That's Anna's hospital.
Wait, was he in the cardiac care unit?
He was. In fact, all he could talk about on the flight home was how wonderfully he was treated there. That's the reason we were in Boston this week. To give back and to say thank you.
You were the big donors they had the gala for.
Why are you there?
I was invited, but I didn't go. I was working in the cardiac care unit.
So you were there when my father was being treated. He would have gone by an assumed name for privacy. Do you remember a Max Hilliard?
He must not have been on my rounds, but I probably walked by his room 100 times a day.
Well, we can't thank your staff enough for helping my father when he needed it most.
That's what we're there for.
The rest of the villagers continue decorating houses. James has built an elaborate castle.
I can barely get the walls to stay up. How are you doing this?
I minored in architecture. This is the first time I've gotten to use it.
Well, you definitely win the prize for this table.
How did you know I would win?
I didn't. In fact, I thought your gingerbread house would be terrible. So I got this for you as a consolation prize.
She hands him a box. Inside is the ornament he was looking at earlier, in the shape of a cottage.
Thank you. I love it.
Later, Ed, James, and Anna sit drinking from mugs. Diane and Gabriella enter.
Dessert is served.
Oh. I can't believe it.
What?
This is a Gulwickian Yule cake.
No way. We started it yesterday.
And just finished it this morning.
Mother, how did you get the recipe?
Oh, well, it's all right up here. Actually, I emailed the royal chef. We've all shared so many of Kentsbury's traditions with us. I thought we could return the favor before we leave tomorrow.
I almost forgot you were leaving.
Christmas Eve is in 3 days. We really do need to get home.
Well, looks like we've come full circle.
Have we?
Yes. I want you to have a bite of this and admit that it is better than the dreaded Christmas cruller.
It's gonna be tough.
We'll see.
Anna bites.
You have ruined donuts for me forever.
I hate to say I told you so.
It's so good.
The next morning, James approaches Ed at the reception desk.
Good morning, Ed, my good man. How are we looking out there?
Well, they cleared the bridge, but it looks like there's quite a bit of black ice out there.
Well, that's very dangerous, isn't it?
It can be, yes.
Anna enters.
Did you hear about the black ice? They're saying the roads are like skating rinks.
Very dangerous.
We can't put the Queen of Gold in that kind of jeopardy.
Not to mention the Crown Prince.
Christopher enters.
Did you hear? Black ice on the road.
We heard.
Gabriella enters.
We certainly can't put the loss of the royal family at risk. We'll have to stay another day. We still have 2 more days to get home for Christmas Eve. Right?
In the sitting room, James sits writing on a pad. Anna and Sarah sit knitting socks by the fireplace.
You know, I still have the same pair of fuzzy socks your mom gave me when I was 7. It seems weird giving these out now that it's a formal ball. I think it's the perfect gift for people after a night of dancing in high heels. Good point.
Christopher enters with Gabriella. He and Sarah share a look from across the room.
What was that about?
Nothing.
That's not nothing.
Last night, after everyone went to bed, Christopher and I did a quick security sweep of downtown in preparation for tonight's festivities. It was pretty romantic.
I'm still worried.
Gabriella and James are perfectly safe.
No, I'm talking about you.
opening yourself up to heartbreak. They are leaving tomorrow. None of this is real.
What I feel for Christopher is more real than anything I've ever felt.
But how would it even work?
We'll figure it out. You and James can too.
Where'd you get the idea there's any... There is nothing between us.
Oh, please. Who do you think you're talking to? I know that look. I know you have feelings for him. The heart wants what the heart wants.
How could it possibly work? He's a prince from a foreign land. Who am I kidding? All of this has been like living in a perfect snow globe. But it's all about to end.
Not if you tell him how you really feel. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to find love. And it looks to me like you found it.
But what if he doesn't feel the same way?
Oh, I am not worried about that at all.
At night, downtown, a crowd is gathered. Sarah smiles to some of the gathered guests, then picks up a microphone.
If I could get everyone's attention, please gather around, gather around. Come on. Welcome to the Kintsberry Candlelight Sing-Along. I am so glad that everyone could make it tonight. All of the stores on Main are open late with treats for those last-minute shoppers.
Anna and James share a look.
All we need now is a little more light. Wait till you see this.
She lights a candle and uses it to light an audience member's candle. One by one, the audience members light one another's candles. Anna lights James' candle.
James, I have to tell you something.
Something I have to say to you too.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart
prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ.
While fields and floods,
rocks, hills, and plains,
repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
That's more like it.
Yeah, I think we do that now.
Later, the group returns to the inn. Anna and James are last in and shut the door. They stand together for a moment.
To see how the ballroom looks, all lit up?
Absolutely.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
The ballroom is lit brightly.
I know you can't be at the ball.
But I'm here now. And we never finished our waltzing lesson.
He extends a hand.
James.
Anna, you keep telling me to speak from the heart. Why won't you let yourself do the same?
Because once I tell you how I feel...
Ignore that. I'm listening.
You should check, make sure it's not someone important.
You're someone important.
Thanks.
Okay, just check quickly.
He pulls out his phone.
It's the palace. I need to take this. It'll only be a moment. Don't move.
He turns around and answers the phone. She looks around the ballroom, her eyes welling up. James hangs up and turns back to her.
Is everything okay?
Not really.
He shows a photo of them smiling together.
Apparently this has gone viral in Gorwick. Saying I've chosen Christmas in the US over my duties at home. But I don't care for my own people.
That's not true. They'll see that on Christmas Eve when you are pouring your heart out to your people. You'll be fine.
Because of you. Now, where were we?
I was just gonna say thank you for all of your help this week.
That's not what you were going to say.
I'm so glad you and the Queen enjoyed your time in Kintsberry. But I think it's time for you to go home.
See? Thank you for everything. Goodbye, Anna.
James walks off. James and Christopher, wearing suits, approach Ed at the reception table.
Hey, we had a little snow last night.
What?
Ed shrugs. James opens the front door. It has snowed, but the road is clear.
But you can still get out okay.
James frowns and closes the door. Gabriella enters.
Where's Anna?
I said goodbye last night.
Oh, don't you think you should...
Not particularly.
James walks off. Later, they load their car. Anna watches from an upstairs window as James enters the car. Anna opens her door to find Gabriella.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
May I? Anna, I don't know what happened between you and James last night, but as far as I'm concerned, you'll always be welcome in Galwick, and you'll always be a part of our family, no matter what.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, if Diane finds something in my room, tell her it's a gift from me for the ball. Bye-bye, darling.
Gabriella leaves. Anna closes the door. Downstairs, Ed is saying goodbye to the royals. He shakes James' hand. James looks up at Anna's window. She quickly pulls back the curtain and starts to cry. Later, in the living room, Sarah and Anna stand by the fireplace.
Well, that was a bummer.
I'm sorry Christopher had to leave before the ball.
It's okay.
You don't seem as upset as I thought you'd be.
That's because Christopher and I already booked my flight to spend New Year's Eve in Galwick.
Wait, you did?
Distance isn't an excuse to give up on happiness. It's just easier to let it go now.
The longer it went, the more painful it'd be in the end.
Who said it has to end?
Sarah walks off. Diane approaches with a dress bag.
The Queen left an entire dress bag on her bed. We gotta get it to her.
I believe that's for you.
What?
For tomorrow night.
Diane opens it and looks inside.
I can't wear this. It's too much. Plus, I need to oversee the caterers. No,
Diane, you have to go to the ball. It won't be the same without you. And I know my dad would be very disappointed if you didn't.
I guess I better try it on. I think so.
Diane smiles. Elsewhere, a car pulls up to a large castle. The royals get out. James walks over a long bridge to the entrance of the castle, then stops, still holding Anna's gift box. Gabriella walks up to him.
That will be the first ornament we put on our tree next Christmas, so we'll always remember our time there. I think that unexpected detour was the best thing that happened to us this year.
How can you say that? It made everything here at home harder.
But you're better, and so are we. James, I may be the queen, but I'm also your mother. And as your mother, nothing made me happier than seeing you fall in love. To me, that's more important than any title.
Anna was right. It can't work. That wasn't real life.
James, that was the most real you've ever been.
Gabriella takes James by the arm, and they walk inside. Ed and Diane carry boxes to the assembled workers.
The extra kitchen staff is here.
And the string quartet just got to the ballroom.
I'll show them where to set up.
Thank you, sweetie.
And I'll show them where the kitchen is.
Okay. At the castle, James wears a military outfit. Gabriella wears a crown.
Almost ready?
I've been reading Father's old speeches. This is his last one.
I'm not sure I would have been with you this Christmas if it weren't for the good people at Boston General, especially my wonderful nurse, AJ, who sat with me, held my hand, and gave me hope. She didn't know I was a king, or treated me like royalty just the same.
It's her. I know in my heart it was her.
In a changing room, Anna wears a robe, holding the dress bag.
Come in.
Ed enters in a tux.
Dad. You look so handsome.
I can't believe this thing still fits. Can I get a little help with the tie?
Why don't you let Diane help?
Diane enters in a regal-looking gown, her hair up.
Hi, Ed.
Diane? You look stunning.
You look wonderful, too. I should probably go check on the caterers.
It's taken care of. Tonight, you don't have to worry about a thing.
She adjusts his bow tie.
Oh, thank you. Shall we?
They link elbows and walk out. Later, guests arrive at the inn. Some children wear pajamas, but the adults wear formal attire. A string quartet plays. Sarah enters and greets some villagers. Anna descends the stairs in a long gown. From behind, she sees a man who resembles James. She smiles. The man turns, and it isn't James. She frowns. She pulls out her phone. A text from Christopher Reeves: thought you might like to hear this morning's speech. She enters a side room and watches.
When I was asked to give this Christmas message for the first time last year, I wanted to honor my father's legacy, show my love for Gorwick, and retain your faith in the monarchy. And let's be honest, I didn't do a very good job. Last week, my mother and I found ourselves stranded in a town called Kentsbury, Connecticut. The people there took us in and treated us like family. And one very special person showed me that I didn't need to prove myself at all. I simply needed to open my heart and be myself, with all my flaws and mistakes and imperfections. The one thing that has never wavered and will never waver is my love for this country and the people in it. What I also came to realize is that no matter where we are in the world, as long as we keep Gorwick in our hearts, we'll always be home. And so, Queen Gabrielle and I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year indeed.
Anna turns and dashes out. Sarah approaches.
Anna, where are you going?
I have to get to James. I have to tell him how I really feel.
Anna.
Anna turns, and James is standing there in a tuxedo. Anna walks slowly to him.
You look absolutely beautiful.
You look like you're dressed for a casual dinner. Your speech was perfect, James.
Which part did you like best?
The part where you left to come back to me.
I'm sorry that it took me going all the way back to Gorwick to realize the only place I want to be tonight is right here with you.
The second you left, I knew I'd made a mistake not telling you how I felt. I thought I was saving myself the pain, but...
We can make this work, Anna. If that's still what you want.
You know it is.
Because we were meant to be.
He pulls out a paper.
What's this?
It's one of my father's speeches. When he talks about his wonderful nurse, AJ. It's you, isn't it?
It said AJ on my name badge because there was another Anna, but... Like I said, I would have remembered if I took care of a king.
He didn't have a beard.
It's Henry.
He shows a picture.
Henry was Max.
I knew it was you.
I used to stay with him.
late at night when he couldn't sleep. He was so proud of you. He talked about you all the time. One night he said, if you met my son, he would treat you like a princess.
James strokes Anna's hair, and they lean in and kiss tenderly.
You're cold.
He removes his jacket and puts it around her shoulders.
Anna Jordan, what'd you do with the honor of attending the Kingsbury Christmas ball with me?
It would be my honor.
The guests mingle in the ballroom. Sarah stands with Gabriella and Christopher. Anna and James enter, arm in arm. James approaches the string quartet and whispers something to the violinist. He walks over to Anna.
Third time's a charm.
He extends a hand, which she accepts, and they walk to the center of the floor. She curtsies. Gabriella watches happily. They begin to waltz together. They circle the floor in a waltz. Anna spins grandly around him. Ed and Diane smile at each other. The assembled guests watch, smiling. They waltz close, smiling. James spins Anna, and they share a look.
Looks like my Christmas wish came true.
So did mine.
They kiss. Christopher kisses Sarah gently. Later, in the living room, Anna passes out socks to the collected guests.
Here you go, everyone. Fuzzy socks. Couldn't resist.
She tosses a pair to James, who catches it.
Actually, I brought something.
Oh.
He brings a box to Anna. She opens it. It's a pair of bed slippers.
Your own royal slippers. Mary.
She nods. He kneels and places them on her feet.
James. A perfect fit.
Merry Christmas, Anna.
Merry Christmas, James.
They kiss. The storybook on the table flips a page. It reads the end.